one of those phrases that has entered the pop culture lexicon. Love means never having to say you're sorry. Well, that was perhaps the most famous line from Eric Segal's 1970 novel Love Story, which of course became one of the big hits at the box office in 1971. But it also proved to be a two-edged sword for Eric Segal. We talked in 1988 upon the publication of his sweeping new novel, Doctors.
Each time I submitted a manuscript after Love Story, they would say, I didn't cry. I said, what am I, some kind of literary tear gas? There are a lot of books in which you don't cry. Gulliver's Travels doesn't exactly open the tear ducts. And it's a pretty good book, and you name it, Dumbo, Little Red Riding Hood. There are a lot of classics that make it, and The Odyssey doesn't make you cry. But I changed styles. I finally grew up. I couldn't deal with just the private one-to-one relationship without a background. When I wrote The Class, which was the novel prior to Doctors and was a 600-page shabby, I wanted to talk about what it feels like to grow up, because I had grown up. I had turned 45. Now I'm 50, and I've seen, and I think I've learned a lot, and I know a little bit about the world of Doctors, having studied it. And I want to write bigger books and deeper books and still keep that emotional element. And so it was tough for me to, in fact, the reason I have a new publisher is the publisher of Love Story said, no, this isn't like Love Story. I don't want to publish it. And, well, I'm happy to say they were wrong, and Doctors is the proof.
Well, like some actors get stereotyped with a big, very big role that they are first in. Were you stereotyped by Love Story?
Yeah, I was the guy that had to make you cry.
And the book and the movie sure did.
Love means never having to say you're sorry.
But it also did something else. It gave the world hundreds of thousands of Jennifers.
It's true. By far the most popular name of girl children born in the year 1971 was Jennifer by a load. And yesterday I was in New York, having just arrived from England, and I went to do a radio show that had a small audience, and I mean just a very small audience, studio audience, and two little girls came up to me and said, would you sign my napkin or my, they didn't have the book or my menu. And I said, what's your name? And she said, Jennifer. Each of them said Jennifer. And I said, when were you born? She said, yes, I was born in 1971.
What impact a single book like that can have? Does that go to your head?
Well, it went to my heart, not my head, because first, the success of Love Story went to my head. The subsequent attacks and then the ultimate rehabilitation went to my heart, and I said that was a nice thing to have done, and I'm proud of it. If I die tomorrow, at least I've left something on this earth. 200,000 Jennifers running around the world.
But here's a twist, and you may not believe this, but Eric Segal told me that day in 1988 that he had no idea what was going to be on the last page of Love Story.
When you're writing and you reach the last page and you type the words "the end," how do you know it's the end?
That is a question that I've longed to answer, because it reveals something about writers that I don't think the public knows, at least as far as this one writer is concerned. You don't know where the end is. When I wrote Love Story, I didn't know how it was going to end, but I came to a page where Jenny died. I knew that was going to happen. And he meets his father. I knew that was going to happen. And he says, love means never having to say you're sorry. I knew that was going to happen. But then they fall in each other's arms and Oliver cries. I didn't have the slightest idea that was going to happen. And I wrote it. I said, my God, is this the end? Is this it? And I burst into tears. I really did. And that was the end. I didn't know it was going to happen. Likewise, in Doctors, after all the attacks and rhapsodies about Doctors, it boils down to a human story of a child that's going to live or die. And when they go to church at the end of the book, I didn't know how it was going to end. I didn't know what was going to happen in church. I just wrote it, and it happened. And once again, I said, is this the end? Yeah, it must be the end. Wow. After Love Story, it was 130 pages. After Doctors, it was 800 pages. But I was going for 900, and suddenly it ended. That was the story, because the characters take over. They tell you when it's the end.
And that, unfortunately, is the end of my interview with Eric Segal. I'm Bill Thompson, and now I've heard everything.